Are there any children that would like to come up for a children's sermon? Plenty of room. Can you guys scooch together a little bit? There's room for you too, baby. No, you want to come over? You're going to sit with Mom. It's okay, you can stay there. All right, so there are a few things a little different today, huh? What do you notice? The seats? Yeah, those are a little different. What else? You guys notice anything else different? How about what we just did, the way we did the prayer of confession? That's a little different too, huh? Yeah, we're going to try that during Lent, a little bit different way of confessing our sin. And it's purple today. Purple is the liturgical color. Does anybody know why we're doing all these different things? The different season. You guys know what season it is? Yeah.
Winter.
It is winter. Yeah. I was glad we didn't get basketball season. But does anybody else know what season I'm talking about? A season of the church year. I bet maybe somebody who goes to children's worship might know. Have you guys been talking about seasons? Hannah?
When the winter falls, God makes the snow.
Yeah, God gives us snow. That's right. I think God's going to give us some snow tonight, isn't he? All right, anybody else? Purple, season, Easter's coming. What season is it? Hannah? Lent. That's right. Do you guys know what Lent is? It's the season before Easter. Lent itself actually means lengthening. And it's the time in the spring when days get a little bit longer, the days lengthen. That's where the name comes from. That's not anything all that special. What do you guys know about Lent? Do you have friends who maybe give something up for Lent? Do any of you give anything up for Lent? No. We're Presbyterians. We don't do that, right? Maybe we should. Do you know why people give things up for Lent? Is it kind of a punishment? You give up something that you really like? You never hear anybody giving up things they don't like. I think maybe I'll give up peas for Lent. No? Okay. What people tend to do is give up something that they really like. And then when they think of it, it's not as a punishment or anything, but when they think of it, that they're missing it, then it reminds them to think about Christ and what Christ went through. And doing that throughout the period of Lent leads up to Easter, and really helps us come to know Christ a little bit better and understand the whole aspect of his suffering and death on the cross and also his resurrection when we get to Easter. All right, so that is why people celebrate Lent. Let us bless the children. Let me stand up and turn around. Christ be with you as you go to learn and worship. Christ be with you. Come on, all together. Christ, go in peace.